Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this day, this Wednesday, January 21st. And we have some helpful information coming up here in just a little bit. Conversations and information. We're going to answer some questions. We have one of our friends from Lutheran Senior Services, Melody MacArthur. She's an Affordable Care Act navigator there at LSS. We're going to open the listener lines in just a little bit to answer questions to help you navigate the Affordable Care Act. So we'll go ahead and open those listener lines. 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727. Or you can email us, family at KFUO.org. We're going to get to that conversation here in just a little bit. Also joining me in studio this morning, celebrating 90 years of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ here at Worldwide KFUO. Doing that in 90 days, just a little bit of time left in those 90 days, but we have some people to thank. So Mary Schmidt is here to help us thank those people. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks for coming in today and helping us say thanks to some folks. Who do we have to thank?
We have a lot of people. So we're going to be coming in through different programs throughout the week and thanking people. And today, I would like to thank quite a few people, actually.
It's a long list, huh?
It's a long list, but it's good. We thank these donors for their support throughout our 90 days of celebration and celebrating 90 years of broadcasting and spreading the gospel across the world. So we would like to thank Jennifer and Lawrence of St. Charles, Missouri, Marsha of Collinsville, Illinois, Ruth and Jack of St. Charles, Missouri, Faith and Tom of Devil's Elbow, Missouri, Paula of St. Genevieve, Missouri, Judith and Robert of Waukesha, Wisconsin, in loving memory of Dorothy Cummings, Lillian and Daniel Wildwood of Missouri, Herbert and Jackie of St. Louis, Missouri, in honor of Herbert's godfather, who was Reverend Richard T. Kirchmeyer, David from Santee, California, who gave in loving memory of his wife Judy, who went home to the Lord in 2012, Richard of St. Peter's, John of Pike Road, Alabama, in honor of Francis Monseith, the president of Faith Lutheran Seminary, Cheryl of Wheaton, Illinois, Yvonne of Fenton, Missouri, Rita from Liberty, Missouri, Eugene and Barbara from St. Louis, Peggy from St. Louis, John and Marcia from Kirkwood, Missouri, Janet and Raymond from Deluge, Missouri, Denise and Timothy from O'Fallon, Missouri, Karen and Brian from Morrisonville, Illinois, in loving memory of Pauline E. Hesterberg, Marilyn from Wright City, Missouri, in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Howard Fink, Janet and Dennis from St. Peter's, Missouri, Martha from Alton, Illinois, Rollo from Alton, Illinois, Barry and Laverne from Chesterfield, Missouri, Theodore and Debbie from Edwardsville, Illinois, Calvin from Baldwin, Missouri, Ruth from Hannibal, Missouri, Rolf and Doris from Venice, Florida, in loving memory of Alma and Henry Frankie, and in loving memory of Charlotte and Otto Siebel. We would also like to thank Sandra and Norbert from Palmyra, Missouri, John and Deborah from Waterloo, Nebraska, who gave in honor of Natalie Frazier, Natalie from St. Louis, Missouri, Rosemary and James from Beardstown, Illinois, Norma and Richard from St. Charles, Timothy from Shumway, Illinois, Joel from Staunton, Illinois, Carol and Lewis from St. Charles, Missouri, and Carl from Farmersville, Illinois.
That is quite a list.
That's quite a list. We'd like to thank every one of them, though.
We have listeners all over, and in a place that I had not even heard of before, but now I know I had to look it up, Devil's Elbow, Missouri.
Devil's Elbow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know where that is?
I have absolutely no idea, unfortunately.
Who were our friends in Devil's Elbow, Missouri?
That was Faith and Tom.
Faith and Tom, thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm. And I had to look it up. Just out 44, go past Rolla. A little off there. So thanks to Faith and Tom out there in Devil's Elbow for listening and for supporting Worldwide KFUO. It is by God's grace and as he works through our listeners who partner with us that we're able to do what we're doing today, telling the good news of Jesus, helping our listeners here on Faith and Family, supporting faithful family life, and glad to get to do that. Mary, thank you so much for sharing all those with us today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andy. And if other people would like to give a gift still, we still have time during our 90 days. Remember, it goes through January 31st. And if you would like, you can contact me. My name is Mary Schmidt at 314-996-1518. And you can still give a gift in memory or in honor of someone, and we'll gladly read your name and who you made your gift dedicated to. So thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Very good. Well, as promised, joining us in studio today, Melody MacArthur. She's the Affordable Care Act and Affordable Care Act Navigator with Lutheran Senior Services. Melody, good to have you back here in studio today. Thanks so much for coming over and being our guest today.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
I'm sure we have some questions. Our listeners will have questions about navigating the Affordable Care Act, and so we'll get to those questions. We'll open the listener line so listeners can call or email with questions, or we'll even take tweets today. I've got the Twitter account open here, so folks can even tweet if they have questions to send your way. Again, the listener line's 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2. You can email us family@kfuo.org, or you can tweet KFUO Andy. You can tweet me a little message there, and we'll be happy to take those questions. Now, Melody, what does a navigator do? What does a Affordable Care Act navigator do?
Sure. Navigators have gotten some training in just kind of learning the ins and outs of the Affordable Care Act insurance. The thing that I think is the most important is just the outreach and trying to reach people who may have some difficulties with using, like if they want to apply online using the internet, or just people who would like somebody to walk next to them as they're going through the process, because it can feel overwhelming. It can feel like a lot of information and a lot of important decisions. So I've received about 20 hours of training, and then qualified through taking a test to be able to tell people what I know about the Affordable Care Act insurance. The thing to remember is that a navigator doesn't charge anything, and I'm not making any sort of commission. It's just to get as much information out there to as many people as possible.
So care and education, education about the Affordable Care is really in just being a support and advocate for folks as they go through the process and answering questions. Well, let's start with who is eligible, who's not eligible when it comes to affordable care.
Okay. Primarily, we're talking to people who are between the ages of 18 and 64. Most Missouri residents under the age of 18, if they fall into certain income guidelines, children will be qualified by Medicaid. So the Affordable Care Act insurance actually can screen those children. And if they don't have any insurance right now, they would send that information along to get them signed up for Medicaid. But most of the people that we're talking to are between the ages of 18 and 64. People who are uninsured, so who have no insurance, and people who may be purchasing their own plans. So they're paying a lot for an individual plan just on their own. People who are self-employed, people who work part-time and are not offered insurance through their employer. People who are already covered by insurance, most of the time, if they're covered by insurance through their employer, through Medicare, through Medicaid, they don't qualify for Affordable Care Act insurance. But if they're unclear about whether or not they can always go and fill out an application and just get that eligibility determination.
All right, so let's talk about how to go about applying for coverage. Are there multiple ways to do it? Online seems to be what you've referenced and what I've heard the most. Is that really the main way or the only way to go about applying?
It is not the only way. You can always call the 1-800 number. It's 1-800-318-2596. That's a national 1-800 number, so that will connect you for any state in the nation. Online is the way that I've used the most, just because the benefit of that is that you can put in all of your information and you can get an eligibility determination right away. So they'll tell you, are you eligible for any sort of tax credits? Here are the plans that are available to you, and it's pretty... you can get the whole application done in under an hour generally. So it's pretty immediate results. You can definitely do that same thing over the phone and just call the 1-800 number and they'll walk you through the same process.
Gotcha. So you can do this over the phone by talking with someone and working through that process. But going online, you get that instant answer. You can type in all the information and get that response pretty quickly.
Yes. And part of what I do as a navigator is I meet with people either in my office to help them go through that online application or meet with them in their homes to do that. So that gives a little bit more support to people who maybe feel like there's just a lot of information to sort through.
Is this the type of, when sitting down to fill out the application, okay, having worked in higher education and filling out the FAFSA, it's one of those things where you get a carton of ice cream and you sit down for a while to do it. or at least that's how the paper form was for the FAFSA. Now it's going much faster, a little bit easier to do. It was like a 2-hour process before. So you could finish a whole carton of ice cream while you were doing this. Is it different for each person? Is it going to take a while to sit down and do this information online?
Generally, the application itself does not take that long. You could not eat an entire carton of ice cream while you're doing the application.
Don't underestimate my power to eat ice cream in a whole carton of ice cream. Anyway, so it's not something that would normally take long. A normal person would not spend the whole time eating a whole carton of ice cream.
Correct. The application is very straightforward. To begin with, you just set up an account, which is just very basic information, your name, your address, and your email address. When you activate your account, then you fill out the application. The only information that the federal application requires is name, date of birth, social security number, and if you want to find out if you qualify for some tax assistance, you put in your income. You have the choice whether or not you want to, you know, give that information. So that's it for the application. It's very straightforward. The part that takes a little bit longer is just sorting through the plans, because there are about 39 plans in Missouri right now. So that's the part, if you want to compare plans, and that is the part that's very individualized for each person, because each person is looking for something a little bit different in their insurance.
And so is this really where a lot of the questions come up that you get?
Definitely.
39 plans to sort through just in Missouri alone.
Correct.
Oh, and other states, are they similar, do you know, in terms of number of plans?
Each state is run a little bit differently, because some states manage their marketplace statewide, and some are managed through the federal marketplace. So each state is a little bit different and has different plans. But in Missouri, there's 4 main companies, and there's generally 3 or 4 levels of each plan for those insurance companies. So although there seems like a lot of options, it's generally, you can pretty quickly narrow it down by the provider network if you're looking for a specific doctor or hospital.
I see. Now, your scope, your area of service is Missouri, correct?
Correct.
If someone's looking for assistance in another state, are there navigators in other states as well?
Yes, there are navigators all over the United States. The best way to find a navigator in your area who can meet with you one-on-one is to call the 1-800 number. Again, it's 1-800-318-2596 and ask for local assistance. If you prefer, you can log into the website, which is www.healthcare.gov, and click on the link that says find assistance in your area, and you can put in your zip code, and there are navigators in most areas in the United States.
Gotcha. So if we were to go on there today and look, say in this area, you'd pop up on there, huh?
I would.
Very good. All right. Well, if you have questions for our guest today, as we're talking about navigating the Affordable Care Act, you can give us a call, 314-821-0850, 314-821-0850, or 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. You can email us, family@kfuo.org, or you can tweet, KFUO Andy. Send me a tweet. I'd be glad to take your question. We'll take a look at it here on Faith and Family today as we're talking with Melody MacArthur, navigator with Lutheran Senior Services. And so going on applying for coverage, that part isn't too difficult. But then you mentioned 39 different possible plans. And so this is where the questions come up. What are some of the questions, the common questions that come up as people get to this step? What are some of the questions that you've received as a navigator?
A lot of times people are taking a specific type of medication, or they're seeing a specific doctor or specialist, and they want to make sure that is covered in the insurance plan. So that's generally where we start, is if there are certain medical conditions they might be managing, if there are doctors that they've been with for years and they don't want to leave. So that's where we start and make sure that we find a network that includes the things that are important to them. One other thing just to note about the application is that there are no health questions. The only determination for your monthly premiums is made by your age and whether or not you smoke. Those are the only 2 things. So pre-existing conditions are not counted against you. In the past, I know people have tried to get individual insurance, and they were denied because of some sort of pre-existing condition.
Or really high rates.
Exactly. There are no medical questions on the application whatsoever. So that's been a relief to some people who have struggled with just finding insurance because of medical conditions or whatever their circumstances. So that's one really big benefit I see to the insurance is that people are free to find a plan that matches their needs.
That's good to know then. So the application, the initial application is doesn't have any medical questions other than your age and if you smoke.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Good to know. Helpful information there. So trying to figure out what plan is a good match for you. You said you start with some things like what is important to the individual, what is important to the client. Things like, do they have a provider that they really want to stick with, that they want to stick with and find a network that includes them? Or if they have a specific medication or something like that, that network is going to provide coverage for as well.
Yes. All the plans as well have been sort of pre-approved to make sure they all cover essential health benefits like prescriptions, preventative medicine, maternity care, all of the plans are going to cover those basic benefits. So people who are concerned, well, you know, maybe this gold plan is better than this bronze plan, all of the plans are going to cover essential health benefits.
You mentioned gold and bronze. Are there different like levels then as well?
There are.
So they're different prices or different rates then?
Yes.
Okay.
In Missouri, there's bronze, silver, and gold level. Some states carry a platinum level. Missouri doesn't have any platinum plans at this time. And for some folks, there's also a catastrophic plan, which is kind of like a major medical plan for consumers under the age of 30. And it just covers like three doctor's visits a year and then major medical. The difference between the plans is often not what they cover. It's just how you pay for them. So with bronze plans, you may have a lower monthly premium that you pay just to keep your insurance active. But your out-of-pocket and your deductible for the year may be a little bit higher. The gold plans are the reverse. You have a higher monthly premium, what you pay month to month, but your deductible might be quite a bit lower.
So similar to what one might have, you know, through their employer too, what someone might have some options. You know, I have an option of a really high deductible plan or something with a higher, you know, monthly premium, but then has more benefits or more coverage.
Exactly.
For, you know, those day-to-day type things. So other questions that come up along the way, that there are different levels, different types of or different levels of coverage in Missouri. Any other questions that come up along the way that you can think of in that stage of the process, trying to pick out a plan, trying to figure out, okay, what plan is going to be a good match for us? We talked about trying to find one that has a network that has the provider that you want in it, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then cost is always a big factor for people. So we generally, during the initial enrollment, or I'm sorry, the initial application, it's going to tell people how much tax assistance they may be able to provide. And so that will, when you look at the plans then that you are available to you, those numbers will show up and you can see the sort of real-time premium that you might be paying. So cost is a big factor for folks as well.
Very good. Very good. We are talking with Melody MacArthur with Lutheran Senior Services. She's a navigator for affordable care. And if you have questions or comments today, give us a call. If you have questions for Melody, give us a call, 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727. You can email us, family@kfuo.org. Let's go to the listener lines. Let's go to Jay in Florissant, Missouri. Good morning, Jay.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure, sure. What's your question for Melody this morning?
I've just started doing my taxes, and now I notice there's a penalty because not everyone in my house does have insurance. And is there a way to avoid that penalty in this year, or am I just, you know, kind of stuck having to pay that for this year around?
All right. Thanks for your call, Jay.
Thanks.
Melody, if not everyone in the household has insurance coverage and you're receiving a penalty for that, is it too late to do anything? Is this an area where you would be able to provide an answer?
I believe the answer is that it probably is too late for filing taxes for 2014. There were exemptions, and you do not have to fill out any extra paperwork to get the exemption, but it's based on income. So the income, if your income is below 134% of the federal poverty level, which is different depending on your household size, then there is no penalty. And if it's above that line, there is a penalty for the folks who do not have insurance. If you have any questions about that, I would recommend that you call the 1-800 number and speak to someone regarding whether or not there's anything for the 2014 year that you can do. For 2015, when you go to file your taxes next year, it's again the same thing. If you're below that that certain income level, there will not be any penalty against you. It's based on family size and how many people are on your tax return.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Other questions that come up along the way when going through that application process. We were just starting to talk about that as we were right before we went to the listener lines. So in Missouri, there are bronze or gold level. Was there another level?
There's also silver.
Silver,
and
okay.
For some people, the silver plans actually end up to be a very good deal. And the reason is because there's two different ways to get that tax assistance that I had talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The first way is by getting some what they're called advanced premium tax credits. So it's a tax credit that usually you would get at the end of the year, but what the federal government is doing is giving it to you in advance. So your tax credit is going to be based for this year on what you estimate your 2015 earnings to be. And then the way that works is that you can decide that you want to take that entire tax credit and split it up between the months that are left in the year and put it towards your monthly premiums. And the range for that is anywhere from about $12,000 for a one-person household up into $46,000 a year. So if you fall in between that, you will most likely be eligible for some tax credits. And the range increases for family sizes of more than one person. The other way that you can get some assistance with paying for them is the silver plans. If you fall in a certain income range, they just reduce the price of those plans. So it's just the regular silver plans, and they just make the premium, the deductible, and the out-of-pocket max cheaper. So for folks who fall within both categories, you can get the tax credits and the reduced silver plans. Those silver plans end up to be a very, very good deal.
And looking at some of those silver plans, it sounds like silver kind of falls between the bronze and the gold.
Yes.
Then. So those could be some of those plans that are, it's not the catastrophic plan necessarily.
Exactly.
That you're talking about where your premiums are really low. But it only covers a few visits a year. We're talking about something that's pretty decent coverage,
yes.
It sounds like.
Yeah, the silver plans cover primary visits, specialist visits, medications. They cover everything. And really the only difference is that the reduced cost plans are just cheaper. They just make them cheaper. So, and just to clarify, the catastrophic plans also cover those other things, but the deductible runs around $6,000 a year for the catastrophic plans. So you're going to pay all of that for any kind of special expenses before the insurance kicks in.
This might be an unusual question, but with something like, with a catastrophic plan, can you do an HSA with something like that, a health savings account?
I haven't seen any catastrophic plans with a health savings account, but there are some silver and gold plans that have an HSA. So I've actually helped people enroll in those plans with the HSA, and it works exactly as like an employer plan would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so then you set up that HSA with your regular income, so it's deducted from your regular paycheck. Then you have that deducted and goes directly into your savings account. Then.
Right. And it works exactly like an employer HSA would.
Well, I have grown to like the HSAs since, they've started becoming more common, more popular the last few years. And I think I've been on both types of plans, mm-hmm. A regular plan and then an HSA plan. And I like the HSA because it gives us some freedom and flexibility and choice in how we go about things. And I appreciate that. And plus then whatever we're not using is then going into a savings account.
Exactly.
and being saved. So I appreciate that as well. How, let's go back to the application mm-hmm. process, or not the application process, but choosing a plan. Other questions that come up along the way as folks are choosing plans. We talked about silver plans. Questions about the bronze plans or anything significant about that? As why would someone maybe choose the bronze plans?
Bronze plans, if you're not going to qualify for the silver reduced cost plans and you don't have any kind of medical condition that, you know, that requires you to see a doctor regularly, the bronze plan has a lower premium every month. Mm-hmm. And it still is going to cover at 100% your preventative care. So your once a year doctor's visits and those types of things. So for people who don't use a lot of medical services mm-hmm. and don't mind having that higher deductible because they don't anticipate any large need during the year, the bronze plan might be a really good fit for them.
Very good. Very good. We are talking with Melody MacArthur, a navigator, affordable care navigator with Lutheran Senior Services. If you have questions, give us a call or an email today or a tweet. Phone number 314-821-0850, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. You can email us, family@kfuo.org. Or you can tweet, KFUO Andy. Be glad to take some questions today as we're talking about navigating the Affordable Care Act. Stick around for more Faith and Family. We've got to take a quick break. We'll continue talking with Melody right here on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Tomorrow, it'll be 42 long years since the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion for any reason throughout pregnancy. We've been able to make considerable progress toward once again protecting innocent babies in their mothers' wombs. But powerful individuals like Barack Obama still stand in our way. In the meantime, millions of women are victimized by the abortion industry while their babies are brutally killed. Please join me tomorrow in a day of prayer to end abortion. I'll be in Washington marching with 100,000 plus other pro-lifers. I'll also be praying. Let's join our hearts in prayer that God would move women to choose life for their babies, that abortionists would have a change of heart. Together with the Holy Spirit, we can move mountains for life.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true Word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
It's not too late to celebrate Refugee Sunday. Throughout their 75th year, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and thousands of congregations across the country are celebrating the gifts migrants bring to the United States through Refugee Sunday. Special LCMS resource kits, including video, bulletin inserts, and posters, are available for planning discussion, prayer, and action. More information at lirs.org/Sunday Kit.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark from Ascension Lutheran in St. Louis.
And I am Pastor Jolly John Lekumsky from St. Paul's in New Athens and Trinity in Darmstadt, and we welcome you to listen to Wrestling with the Basics.
Matt, let go of me, man. No, it's not real wrestling. We're just talking about Bible issues.
No.
Oh, 9:05 Saturday mornings, 8:50 a.m. KFUO.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod brings Christ to people around the world who are suffering and separated from our loving Lord. This month, the Synod is emphasizing our international mission work. Join us in supporting this work and sharing the gospel with those who do not yet know Christ or believe in Him. Find resources at lcms.org/themes/January. lcms.org/themes/January.
Are you one of the 1.32 billion Facebook users? More importantly, do you follow Worldwide KFUO on Facebook? When you follow KFUO, you'll learn about upcoming programs and guests. You'll see pictures of the studio and live KFUO events. Go to facebook.com/KFUO radio and click the like button. Then share us with your friends and follow along throughout the day. Liking KFUO radio on Facebook will help you share the faith with your friends and keeps you up to date on what's going on at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with Melody MacArthur, a navigator for affordable care, and we've been answering questions. And if you have questions today about affordable care, give us a call, 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. You can also email family@KFUO.org, or you can tweet KFUO Andy, and we'll take some questions if you've got questions for us there online at KFUO Andy on Twitter. So, Melody, as people are going through this process and thinking about, sitting down to apply for care, information that you need to have handy when you sit down. Now, I mentioned a carton of ice cream, and you said I probably won't be able to finish it before going through the application, but you don't know me well enough to know that I could probably finish it in that time. But anyway, other information that you might want to, things you might want to have handy when sitting down to go through that application.
Yeah, the application really just takes basic information. So your name, your date of birth, social security numbers. You're going to need social security numbers for everyone who's applying. So if you're applying for a family, you want to have everybody's social security number handy.
So dig those out of the shoebox.
Exactly.
From the back of the closet.
Yes. And then income information for everybody that's considered part of the tax household. That can be any sort of income information that you have, whether it's W-2s, mm-hmm. paycheck stubs, just an estimate. Some people are self-employed and they just have an estimate of what they're going to make for the year. So just your best estimate for what you're going, what your income is going to look like in 2015. They do allow for, if you're estimating, the marketplace mm-hmm. may ask you for some proof of income, but that usually has a grace period to send that in. So you generally have a month or 2 months to be able to send in that, that additional information.
Like a check stub or something
exactly.
like that. I see. Okay, so you want to sit down with that information. You said social security numbers for everyone in the household if you're applying for a family.
Yes.
The information about income, you want to have that handy. Mm-hmm. And also we mentioned earlier, if you're looking for a network that covers a certain provider, you want to make sure that you know the provider's information as well.
Right, correct spelling of the doctor's name.
Right.
The medications that you might need to look up, those sorts of things.
Okay, so those are all helpful things. And again, carton of ice cream. Oh, wait, no, that's just me. All right. So you sit down with that information and you do this online is one of the easier ways to do that. Fill it out all online. And then it takes you to the marketplace where you can figure out what plan is going to be a good match for you.
Exactly. Basically, the process is creating the account, which takes just 5 minutes. They verify that you are who you say you are. Then filling out the application, which, takes... depending on your family size, could take you 15 minutes, could take you 45. It just sort of mm-hmm. depends person by person. And then after that, they're going to give you something called your eligibility results. And what those are, if you're doing the application on your own online, make sure you print that out because that is helpful. It tells you exactly what you qualify for. If you qualify to purchase a plan through the marketplace, or if they say, well, the adults in the family qualify, but the children qualify for Medicaid. So the eligibility results basically just tell you everything you need to know about how to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
After you've got those, you proceed on to enrollment. So that's another thing to know is that you can get all the way through the eligibility results without enrolling in anything. You can look at your options and say, this just isn't for me. It's too expensive. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that matches my needs. That's okay. You're not signed up for anything until you click enroll on a specific plan and you pay your first month's premium.
Paying the premium.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do I need to bring my bank information or credit card information when I sit down to do this? Do I have to pay that right then and there or set up an online payment plan or something like that?
No, you don't have to do any of those options. Some of the insurance companies allow you to pay your first month's premium online right then. So if you choose to do that and you want to just get it all done at the same time, you are able to do that. Otherwise, you can contact the insurance company and pay with them over the phone. You can ask them to mail you a statement and pay it, if you want to mail them a check. There are multiple ways. And the important thing to know is that your insurance doesn't actually start until you've paid that first premium. So even if you decide you want to enroll in a plan and a few days later you think, well, maybe the other plan actually was a better deal for me, you can always switch. Before you pay the premium, you have leeway to change.
Oh, that's good to know too.
Yes.
Deadlines. Are there deadlines for applying and then and other steps of the process?
There are. Open enrollment is still going on. So if you are without insurance or you just want to look at your options, please, please, please contact someone and get that started. Open enrollment ends on February 15th. So that deadline is coming up pretty quickly. If you know that your circumstances may change within the next year, it would be in your best interest if you think that you may want insurance down the line to just go ahead and do the application now. Because after open enrollment ends, if you've got that application in and your situation changes where you would qualify, you would qualify for a special enrollment period. But if you haven't started that process before the end of open enrollment, you'll have to wait till next year's open enrollment.
I see. So if you anticipate a change in coverage this year, then it's wise to go ahead and start that process now.
Exactly.
Do that initial application, because then there would be this opportunity possibly with a special enrollment window of time, it sounds like.
And the special enrollment is similar to an employer insurance plan special enrollment period. So if you got married, if you got divorced, if you lost coverage, if you lost a job, if your income changed, if you had a baby, any of those things qualify you for a special enrollment period. But the caveat with that this year is that you do have to have at least started that application and checked out your eligibility before the end of open enrollment.
I see. But your eligibility would be different
exactly.
at that point in time
exactly.
than it would be. I see. So anybody really could go in and start this application now.
Yes.
In case there may be a change later on in the year in terms of your coverage.
Right. And anyone can fill out the online application. And basically, if you're not qualified to purchase that insurance now, the marketplace eligibility determination will just say you don't qualify right now.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps, 6 months from now, you're decided to go part-time and you don't have insurance anymore, then you could call back the marketplace and say, hey, my situation changed, and then you may be eligible at that point.
I see. Yeah, and I think most employers call it like a life change or
yes.
something like that. And so then you can make that that change at that time. That's good to know as well. If you have questions today, as you're trying to navigate the Affordable Care Act, you can give us a call, 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727, family@kfuo.org or kfuoandy on Twitter. You mentioned earlier the website that you go to get all this started. What's that website again?
That website is www.healthcare.gov. That's a nationwide website.
Mm-hmm.
You can link to any state. So if you live in Missouri, but you're planning on moving somewhere, you can check out information in both states. Also, if you want to find out about what plans you might be eligible for, but you don't feel comfortable putting in all your personal information to start with, there is a link on the homepage of that website that says See Plans and Prices. And you can click on that. All it asks you for is your age in the state that you live in. And that's going to give you some generic information. Just basically tell you the plans that are available and the pricing. The pricing is not going to include any kind of tax assistance. So that's just going to be the
straight plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there some pitfalls that are easy to walk into? Are there some steps that people misunderstand along the way? Are there things to avoid or to watch out for as you're going through this process that you've learned from your experience as a navigator or helping other people through this process?
I found that there is a lot of confusion around the tax credits because most people are used to getting a tax refund based on the previous year when you file your taxes. But these tax credits are actually an advanced tax credit. So it's going to be really important if your income changes to make the marketplace aware. Some folks have received tax credits and they get a really good deal. But if your income is going to change significantly, you need to update that as often as you can to make sure that you don't end up at the end of the year and owe something.
I see. So you get a tax credit, get a raise that year.
Exactly.
And you're doing really well at work, but then you didn't notify the healthcare. And then you have...
And I'm
balance due at the end of the year.
Exactly. And just to avoid the sticker shock of that,
you
can call and update your information, your income information every month if you want to. You can just keep that updated so that you don't end up with that at the end of the year. Now, a difference of a couple hundred dollars on either side of what you estimate your income is, I don't think that they're going to cause any problems with that. The other thing that people sometimes get concerned about is that this tax credit is going to take away from whatever other tax credits or refunds that they might get. And this is a separate program. So just so people know that, it's a separate program. However, if you do have penalties at the end of the year because you don't have insurance and they are legitimate penalties, those will come out of your tax refund. So just that people would know that for next year.
Why is it wise to seek the help of a navigator?
I think the biggest thing, even for people who are tech savvy, is just kind of knowing what kind of information the application is looking for, what kind of income you need to report, who should be included on the application, just because you're only applying for yourself. If you claim yourself and two dependents on your tax on your taxes, you need to include those dependents. So just knowing those ins and outs. And then the biggest thing is just looking at the plans, because getting to the end page and looking through 39 plans can be really overwhelming. So just having somebody to kind of take that time to say, well, here's the hospitals that are covered under these plans, and here are the here are the ins and outs of those plans. I think it's really helpful just to have somebody walk through step by step with you.
Have you found, and I don't know if this is something you can answer, but have you found by looking at the plans in Missouri that some of them are very specific in like the employer provided plan that I have covers a number of hospitals and a number of providers? Are these plans similar? Are, you know, I guess maybe that's some of the higher level plans where they cover a number of hospitals. Are some of them very specific, only this hospital in this area?
Some of them are specific. The benefit this year is that there's four different companies. So last year there were only two, and that was really kind of limiting when looking at plans. This year there's four. United Healthcare is one of the companies, Cigna, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Coventry. So there's, and between all of the hospitals in St. Louis, they're covered under one of those plans.
I see.
So if people want to stay within a certain system, there's definitely going to be a plan that covers that system. It's just determining which system you want to stick with.
So. Sure. Are there plans that cover like multiple systems or multiple hospitals? Are they pretty specific? And that's okay if you don't have an answer to that. But
yeah, as far as I know, there are a couple plans that cover a few hospitals, but they're probably in the same system.
I see.
So I think most of the plans have set up so that they're sort of aligned with one bigger system, like the Mercy system or the BJC system. And then they might cover multiple hospitals within that system.
Are they systems that stay within Missouri too? Do you know, for someone who may travel for work or something like that, or who might be traveling, you know, to visit family frequently across the country or even out of the country, do you know anything about that?
That's actually a really good question. There are some plans that are called multi-state plans, and so I think that's a definite misnomer, because people say, oh, well, I travel a lot and that's a plan that I'd like to use. Those plans, it just means that those plans are offered the same plan in multiple states, not that you can use your coverage across states. I think the plans are really limited to Missouri. Mm-hmm. I helped a consumer who was lived in Missouri but wanted to seek healthcare in Illinois, and we had a really hard time finding a plan that would do that, would cover both.
And that was my next question. Yeah. You know, here in the St. Louis area, we have folks on both sides of the river, so right. You really have to, when it comes to healthcare, you really need to stick to healthcare in the state where you reside then.
Exactly.
That makes sense. That's helpful to know as well. So it's not necessarily a plan that travels with you everywhere you go.
Right.
Good to know. Well, we're talking with Melody MacArthur, a navigator, helping us navigate questions when it comes to affordable care. She's with Lutheran Senior Services. If you have questions, give us a call, 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727, or you can email us, family@kfuo.org, or tweet KFUO Andy. Be glad to take some questions as we're working through the affordable care and looking at healthcare.gov and looking at plans and trying to answer all those questions. Thanks for the answers that you've provided so far. We've had a couple of questions, and as I was thinking through it, you know, trying to avoid the challenges, the pitfalls, or the confusion that you brought up, that some people get kind of confused about those tax credits. Let's go to the listener lines. Let's go to Daryl here in Hazelwood, Missouri. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Pastor Bates. Thank you very much for having this program on today. I really appreciate it. I did have one question that I guess I really wanted to re-verify and I apologize, I did not catch the guest's first name, but...
Melody's with us today.
Melody, thank you so much for being on the air.
Thank
Melody,
you.
I do appreciate your time and expertise. It sounded like you had mentioned the idea that if one anticipates any changes in employment, marriage status, salary, that one needed to get an application in now, even if that anticipation may be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, in order to be able to then kick into this program later on in the year. Is that accurate, or did I misunderstand?
No, that's exactly accurate. If there are anticipated changes mid-year to qualify for that special enrollment period, which would be any time during the year there's one of those life changes, I would definitely recommend filling out the application now so that it's on file, and then mid-year calling back the 1-800 number or logging back in and logging those changes, and that's the way that you could trigger that special enrollment period.
Very good. I just wanted to re-verify that. Thank you very much, Pam.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Daryl. Great question and a great point. Again, if you're anticipating a change, a life change, whether that's a change in your job, a change in family status, then it's worth going on and doing that application now, because without that application now, then you probably won't be eligible then for that special enrollment period when that life change, when that job change or whatever happens.
Exactly.
So you want to do that now. And that initial application, as you said, is really... pretty brief.
It should take less than an hour to get that done, especially if you're not looking at plans. You could probably finish the whole thing in a half an hour.
Yeah, you don't have to necessarily pick out a plan at that point.
No,
because that's not necessarily what needs to be done. You just have to have that initial application, and then you can pick out a plan later on during that special enrollment period.
Exactly.
So again, the deadline for that, the deadline coming up in February.
February 15th is the deadline for open enrollment. There are going to be some sort of citywide events happening, I believe, this Saturday coming up, January 24th. So I don't know the particulars of those events, but people should definitely keep their eyes open for publications about that, whether it's ads on TV or on the radio for events that are happening this coming Saturday, because if you need help, now's the time to get it. Absolutely. Because February 15th is going to be here quickly. And what I've found is as you get closer to those deadlines, the last deadline we had was December 15th for coverage that started January 1st. The phone lines get harder to get through. Navigators appointments fill up. Mm-hmm. It's more difficult to get assistance as you get a little bit closer to those deadlines. So doing it a couple weeks out is a really great idea.
So if you're doing the application now, that's due February 15th, How soon would coverage begin for you then if you go through the process and everything goes through?
Good question. If you complete the application and pay your first premium before the 15th of the month, the coverage starts the month, the first day of the following month. So because we're past January 15th now, if you sign up before February 15th, your coverage would start March 1st.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So sign up, get this done by February 15th, and coverage would begin March 1st.
Exactly.
If you have everything paid and everything taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. You mentioned that navigator schedules will be filling up if they haven't filled up already. How can we find a navigator? How can we find you if we need help?
I would welcome your phone calls. You can leave a message for me. My office phone number is 314-262-8291. And I have pretty flexible schedules. So I've been meeting with people in my office, planned for about an hour, and I can definitely make second appointments as needed. If you want to find a navigator that is in your location specifically, you can always call the 1-800 number. It's 1-800-318-2596. And again, that's the national number. So you can give them your zip code and they can locate a navigator that's close to you.
Very good. Very good. Looks like, do we have time for one more question?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Odessa here in St. Louis. Good morning, Odessa.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question for Melody this morning?
I think you have almost answered it. I'm a retired educator listening to what you were saying about the plan, and I'm concerned about poor, uneducated individuals. How will they process the information necessary to sign up for that? And I think Melanie just answered it with giving the telephone number for her office to get a navigator to come out, maybe speak to a group of senior citizens or send us some flyers or something that we can work with.
Yes, absolutely. One of the most exciting things that I do is outreach. So please give me a call. Again, my number is 314-262-8291. Presentations to people who might not have much information about it. I love doing that. That's a big part of what a navigator does, is just that outreach to folks who may not hear about it otherwise.
Thanks for your call today, Odessa.
Thank you very much.
That's really what this is all about, is making sure that people have the right information so that they can get the coverage that they need and to work through that process to get the coverage that they need. So they can do that by going to the website. They can find locate a navigator. Mm-hmm. and that website again?
That website is www.healthcare.gov.
Very good. So you can go to that website and find a navigator in your area, or they can call the number that was an 800 number, if I remember correctly.
Yep, 1-800-318-2596.
And so they could contact a navigator they found there to help them through the process, or outreach that you were talking about. They can get in touch with you about speaking to a group and helping make that information available.
Yes. I appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of people at once, because it there's often questions that might not come
sure.
up. And a lot of the people that I've helped get signed up this year, they aren't familiar with health insurance. And mm-hmm. so I think that's another benefit to having a navigator, is for people who don't really know how premiums work, haven't had health insurance before. I've talked to some younger folks this year who mm-hmm. who just haven't had that experience before. So that's been
sure.
a really exciting part of my job as well.
And that's why we're doing this today, too, because by hearing other people's questions, you might think, oh, I hadn't thought of that. That is a good question. Had I gotten to that step, beforehand, I probably would have had to have that question answered, because I didn't know anything about that. So that's why we're doing this today, to help folks benefit from one another's questions and the answers that you can provide. Melody, I've enjoyed the conversation and the answers you provided. We'll provide an archive of today's program as well, so folks can go back and listen to that again, and they can share it with friends. And so thanks so much for spending some time with us here on Faith and Family. It's been a privilege to get to talk with you. Again, your phone number for folks in case they want to give you a call.
314-262-8291. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Melody MacArthur, navigator when it comes to affordable care. She's with LSS Lutheran Senior Services. Great to have that time talking with you today. Stick around for more great programming right here on Worldwide KFUO. Thy Strong Word up next.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.